Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Sea by Tom McCarthy, beginning at chapter 5. The statics, like the sound of thinking, not of any single person thinking, nor even a group thinking collectively. It's bigger than that, wider and more direct. It's like the sound of thought itself, its hum and rush. Each night, when Serge drops in on it, it recoils with a wail, then rolls back in crackling waves that carry him away, all rudderless, until his finger, nudging at the dial, can get some traction on it all, some sort of leeway. The first stretches are angry, plaintive, sad, and always mute. It's not until, hunched over the potentiometer among fraying cords and soldered wires, his controlled breathing an extension of the frequency of air he's riding on, he gets the first quiet clicks, that words start forming. First, he jots down the signals as straight graphite lines, long ones and short ones. Then, below these, he begins to transcribe curling letters, dim and grainy in the arc light of his desktop. He's got two masts set up. There's a 22-foot pine one topped with 15 more feet of bamboo, all bolted to an oak stump base half buried in the mosaic garden. Tent pegs circle the stump round. Steel gyro wires, double insulated, climb from these to tether the mast down. On the chimney of the main house, a pole 3 feet long reaches the same height as the bamboo. Between the masts are strung 4 18-gauge manganese copper wires threaded through oak-lathe crosses. In Serge's bedroom, there's a box tuning coil containing 20 feet of silk-covered platinoid, shellacked and scraped. Two dials are mounted on the box's lid, a large clock-handed one dead in the centre, and to its right, a smaller disc made from ashwood, recessed at the back and dotted at the front by 20 little screws, with turned-down heads set in a circle to form switch studs. The detector's brass with an adjusting knob of ebonite, the condenser's Murdoch, the crystal Chilean Gelina quartz, a mighty atom mail-ordered from Gamage of Hoban. For the telephone, he tried a normal household one, but found it wasn't any use unless he replaced the diaphragms, and moved on to a watch receiver, pattern headset, wound to a resistance of 8,500 ohms. The transmitter itself is made of standard brass, a 4-inch tapper arm, keeping Serge's finger a safe distance from the spark gap. The spark gap flashes blue each time he taps. It makes a spitting noise, so loud he's had to build a silence box around the desk to isolate his little RX station from the sleeping household, or, as it becomes more obvious to him with every session, to maintain the little household's fantasy of isolation from the vast sea of transmission roaring all around it. Serge moves up to 500 metres. Here are stronger, more decisive signals, coastal stations' call signs flung from towering masts. Poldhu's transmitting its weather report. A few nudges away, Malin, Cleethorpes, Nordyke send out theirs. Liverpool's exchanging messages with tugboats in the Mersey. Serge transcribes a rota of towing duties for tomorrow. Further out, the lightship tongues reporting a derelict's position. The coordinates click their way into the Seaforth station, then flash out again, to be acknowledged by Marconi operators of commercial liners, one after the other. The ship's names reel off in litany. Falaba, British Sun, Scania, Morea, Carmania, each name appendaged by its church. Cunard Line, Allen, Aberdeen Direct, Canadian Pacific Railway, Holland America. The clicks peter out, and Serge glances at the clock. It's 1/2 minute before 1. A few seconds later, Paris's call sign comes in. FL for Eiffel. Serge taps his finger on the desktop to the rhythm of the huge tower's standby clicks, then holds it still and erect for the silent lull that always comes just before the time code. All the operators have gone silent. Boats, coastal stations, bugs, all waiting, like him, for the quarter-second dots to set the air, the world, time itself back in motion as they chime the hour. The sound. And then the headphones really come to life. The press digest goes out from Niton, Polu, Malin, Cadiz, Diario del Atlantico, Journal d'Atlantique, Atlantic Daily News. The stories blur together. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.